I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon at 6. Good evening at 6:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have scattered clouds, 43 degrees, KSL's top story. Utah's expecting more growth around Hill Air Force Base than we'll even see on Silicon Slopes over the next few years as thousands of defense tech jobs move in. But KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce says growth will bring serious challenges.
Northrop Grumman's hiring for the new ground-based strategic deterrent weapons system, among other projects. But Ben Hart with the Governor's Office of Economic Development told state lawmakers only about 40% of that workforce will be Utahns. To turn those numbers around, he thinks we need to make sure job training programs are available and let young people know there are opportunities outside Salt Lake City. With more defense contractors eyeing northern Utah, as well as the Air Force seriously considering us for the new Space Command headquarters, housing could also be a challenge in the future.
As we'll be keeping up with the roads and other infrastructure needs. KSL News Time 6:31, the number of early voters across the nation is huge, now passing 65 million. So what do we know about these voters? Your 2020, Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
They're younger, more racially diverse, and more likely to be Democratic than in the last presidential election, according to a report from CNN analyzing early voting data. Polls show Republicans are much more likely to vote in person on Election Day. Utah doesn't have a breakdown of who's voted thus far, but we do know over 520,000 Utahns have cast ballots. That's almost half as many total votes from 2016. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
This afternoon, the Texas Supreme Court decided every county in Texas will have exactly one ballot drop-off location. The Texas High Court upheld an order from Governor Greg Abbott. In Texas, it's not as simple as dropping off your ballot the way we do in Utah. You have to first request an absentee ballot. Then you have to present ID to a poll worker before you drop it in that one box per county. Raging wildfires are keeping more than 90,000 Californians out of their homes. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, California Governor Gavin Newsom says wildfires have scorched more than 3 million acres since August.
The winds are also whipping up. This time is typical, but we have seen some really extraordinary wind events in the last 48 hours.
High winds have started 42 fires in the past 24 hours. More than 31 people have died as a result of wildfires in California this year. The White House's coronavirus coordinator is giving low marks to North Dakota during her visit to the state. Dr. Deborah Birx was blunt in her assessment, calling it the worst COVID-19 state in the U.S.
We were in your grocery stores and in your restaurants and, frankly, even in your hotels. This is the least use of masks that we have seen in retail establishments of any place we have been.
She says the lack of action is leading to obvious uptick in cases. And at least two people have been killed in a school bus accident in East Tennessee. The bus, which was carrying school children home for the day, crashed into a utility service vehicle on a highway. The Highway Patrol says at least two people died, though it offered no specifics on whether they were students or adults. The Tennessee Department of Education said in a statement that multiple lives were lost in the accident. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Healthcare leaders say suicide is still the leading cause of death in Utah for kids ages 10 through 17. and a donation of $10 million that's just coming into Primary Children's Hospital is going to help kids get the mental health care they need. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Even though therapists have learned a lot about mental health care, officials with Primary Children's Hospital say the number of crises has climbed over the past 8 years.
We've seen a 300% increase in kids coming to Primary Children's Hospital's emergency department.
Intermountain Behavioral Health Administrative Director Ann Brenneman says that $10 million from Greg and Julie Cook will go to a lot of different things. They want to expand telehealth services to rural areas, and they're also building a new mental health ward in the new Primary Children's Hospital being built in Lehigh.
Our goal is to prevent crises from happening in the first place.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Learn more about the program this Sunday from 11 to noon during Healthy Mind Matters. KSL News Time 6:35. Search and rescue crews are continuing to look for a missing Park City woman last seen just north of Ketchum, Idaho. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
Officers say Fern Baird was hiking in the area and signed in at a trailhead on October 19th. The Blaine County Sheriff's Office then received information about a missing hiker 3 days later. That same day, they found Baird's vehicle near an area where she may have been hiking. Baird is in her early 60s, 5'5", 115 pounds, and was last seen wearing a gray jacket, black pants, and carrying a black fanny pack. Anyone with information should contact the Blaine County Sheriff's Office. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A new study out of France, Utah. Pay attention. There's a new study out of France that says drinking diet soda may not be any better for your heart than regular soda. The study about artificial sweeteners says the people who drank a lot of diet soda were 20% more likely to develop heart disease, just like people who drink a lot of sugar-filled drinks. Ricky, which are you?
If I'm going to have a soda, it's going to be fully loaded.
That's the girl. Same with me. Diet soda, I just never like the taste.
No.
I know that makes me weird here, but
no, that's me. I'm with you on that.
Okay. What are you with us on the traffic?
What's going on? Hey, you know what? Some big improvements. Now, we're not completely clear, but we don't have the stop-and-go speeds that we were having that was just one long stretch on southbound I-15. Now, it's still heavy and slow, and these delays still continue between 123rd South down to SR-92, but we are starting to see the tide turning, and speeds are starting to improve, and the delays are thinning out. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. My minute's on the way next. KSL News Time, 6:36.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.